Think, pad pitch for warm tape style grid in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vocals. Intermediate level, let's get it. Today we're doing one of those deceptively simple moves that instantly puts your pads in the 90s. Take a vocal, turn it into a playable pad, pitch it down into that heavy, smoky zone, then drive it gently like it's been bounced through tape and an old sampler. Not harsh distortion, more like warm blur, fuzzy edges, a little dust, and that slow, seasick movement behind the break. The goal is a vocal pad that sits behind drums and bass, and a 170 BPM roller. Not the lead, it's atmosphere. It breathes with the groove, it fills the room, and it makes everything feel more warehouse without getting in the way. All right, set up the session first. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Make three tracks, an auto track for your breaks, a bass track, and a MIDI track called vocal pad. If you've already got a loop going, even better. If you don't, just drop in any classic break loop for now. We'll mix the pad around it. Now pick your vocal source. You want something short and characterful. A sustained ah or ooh is perfect. A tiny choir stab can work. A spoken phrase works too, especially if it's got that ragga or radio vibe. The key is, it should have a steady section you can loop. Consonants are usually the enemy for pads because they click and thwack when you loop them. Drag the sample onto the vocal pad MIDI track, and when Ableton asks what to do, choose sampler. If it doesn't prompt you, just load up sampler and drag the sample into it. Quick note, sampler absolutely can work, but sampler gives you more shaping tools, and for this kind of instrument style pad workflow, it's worth it. Now turn the vocal into something you can hold like a pad. Go into sampler sample tab and turn loop on. Find a stable part of the vowel. You're basically hunting for the most boring, steady part of the sound. Set your loop braces around that zone. If you hear clicks, use the loop crossfade. A little crossfade goes a long way. The goal is for it to feel like it can sustain forever without you noticing where the loop is. Next, shape the amp envelope so it behaves like a pad. Set your attack somewhere around 30 to 120 milliseconds. That gives it a soft entry so it doesn't poke through the break like a stab. Decay can be 1 to 3 seconds. Sustain is optional depending on the sample, but you can pull it down a bit, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB, if the sustain feels too forward. Release is big for vibe, 1 to 4 seconds. When you let go, it should hang like fog, not stop like a gate. Now we soften the tone with a low-pass filter. In sampler's filter section, pick a 24 dB low-pass, LP24. Set cutoff somewhere like 3 to 8 kHz to start. Keep resonance modest, around 0.10 to 0.30. You're not trying to whistle, you're trying to smooth. If you want subtle movement, add a tiny filter envelope amount. Think 5 to 15% with a slower attack, like 200 to 800 milliseconds. That gives you that bloom where it opens slightly after you press the note. Now we do the main move. Pitch. This is the think trick. Pitching a vocal pad down doesn't just change the musical note. It changes the perceived age, thickness, and mood. It also shifts formants, meaning the mouth character changes and it can exaggerate breath and noise. That's why it can suddenly feel like a ghost in a stairwell. That's what we want as long as it still sits in the track. In sampler, find transpose. Start at minus 5 semitones. That's the classic jungle mood. Now audition minus 7. That's darker, creepier, more roller in the basement. Then try minus 12 if you want that slow tape hypnosis, but heads up. Minus 12 is where mod and demon voice can show up fast. If you're building a performance-ready tool, group everything into an instrument rack later and map transpose to a macro so you can quickly audition minus 3, minus 5, minus 7, minus 12. Fast decisions make better tunes. You don't want to be hunting for vibe for an hour. Now, an important technical choice. Do we keep it sampler era, or do we keep it in time? If you're going for authentic hardware feel, don't warp it in audio. Just let sampler do what it does. Pitching down will naturally change the feel and the tone in a very believable way, like an old sampler or a tape machine. If you need the phrase to fit the bar precisely, do this. Warp the audio clip first, set warp mode to complex pro, and adjust formants. Lower formants gives you darker, older. Then resample that into sampler. This keeps timing steady but still gives you control. For most jungle atmosphere pads, the classic feel is usually option A. Keep it raw, let the pitch do the talking. Now let's build the tape style grit chain. Talk Ableton only. First device after sampler, EQ8. This is the don't ruin your mix stage. High pass the pad somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz. Pads do not need sub. Your bass needs sub. If you let the pad live down there, it will steal headroom and fight the low end of your tune. Then check the low mids. Pitching down often inflates that 200 to 500 Hz area. If it sounds boxy or cloudy, do a dip around 200 to 400 Hz, maybe -2 to -5 dB, with EQ around 1. Don't over-EQ, you're just carving space. If it feels too modern and fizzy, gently shelf down the very top above 8 to 12 kHz. Jungle pads usually aren't sparkling. They're controlled. Now saturation. Add saturator next. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then match the output so it's the same loudness as bypassed. This is huge. The whole tape illusion falls apart if every stage is just getting louder. A good checkpoint is, bypass it, enable it. If it feels thicker at the same level, you're doing it right. If it just feels louder and more aggressive, you're heading into fried territory. If you're using roar instead of saturator, keep it simple. Low to moderate drive, darker tone tilt, and again, match the output. Roar can get savage, but for this lesson we want chew, not destruction. Next, add redux, but treat it like seasoning, not the main ingredient. Set bit reduction around 12 to 14 bits. Sample rate around 18 to 30 kHz. Keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 20%. The vibe is subtle grain, like an old Akai or RO Ampler haze. If you push redux too hard, you'll get that fizzy digital hash that doesn't feel like jungle, it feels like a broken MP3. Now movement. Echo. Drop echo after redux. Set echo's mode to tape. Try a time of 1/8 or 3/16, though sit nicely against 170. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter the echo so it doesn't clutter. High pass the echo around 300 to 800 Hz and low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. Then add a modulation inside echo. Rate around 0.10 to 0.40 Hz, amount around 5 to 15%. Keep it in thy feel-it zone. You're chasing wow and flutter, not obvious repeats. Dry slash wet, 8 to 20%. If you can clearly hear separate echo repeats in the middle of the drop, you might be overdoing it unless you specifically want a dubby intro moment. Now space. Hybrid reverb. Pick plate or hall. Decay 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so the pad doesn't instantly smear and swallow itself. Inside the reverb EQ, low cut at 200 to 400 Hz, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Filtered long tails are the old school cheat code. Wet around 10 to 25%. Again, haze, not wash. At this point, your pad probably sounds gorgeous solo. Now we make it behave in a DNB mix. Add a compressor at the end and sidechain it from the breaks track. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds, release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Set threshold until you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. Coach note, for jungle rollers, sometimes you want the pad to get out of the way of the snare more than the kick. If your snare is the real statement, consider sidechaining from a drum bus or a version of the drums that emphasizes snare. Even an ick sidechain signal can work. The sidechain should feel musical, like breathing, not like a trance pump effect. Now, workflow upgrade. Build macros. Select your sampler and effects and group them into an instrument rack. Map a few key controls. A pitch macro for transpose, tone for the sampler filter cutoff, drive for saturator drive, dust for redux dry slash wet, flutter for echo modulation amount, space for reverb wet, duck for compressor threshold. Then add utility at the end. This is where you control width and sanity check the stereo. Set width somewhere like 110 to 140% if you want it wider, but keep an eye on mono compatibility. Do a quick mono check. Hit utility's mono button briefly while the beat plays. If the pad disappears or collapses weirdly, reduce width, reduce modulation, or keep the core more mono. Also, a mixing target that helps. For old school haze, the pad often lives mainly between about 350 Hz and 3.5 kHz, with a controlled top end. If it's blasting at 6 to 10 kHz, it'll sound too modern and hi-fi. Now arrangement. Here's a simple old-school structure you can sketch in 32 bars. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Bring the pad in. Maybe the break is filtered or ghosted. Let the pad set the scene. Bars 9 to 16. Drop. Full break. Bass. Pad at -5. Bars 17 to 24. Varination. Automate pitch to -7 for a darker turn, or slightly increase dust and flutter. Bars 25 to 32. Switch energy. Mute the pad for a bar or half a bar right before something important, then bring it back. Dropouts make things feel louder without turning anything up. Automations that really work. Pitch down one or two semitones for the last two bars before a drop. Push reverb wet for the last half bar into a transition. Then snap it back. Do quick echo throws on the tail of the pad phrase, if it's more of a vocal line than a pure vowel. Now a couple advanced variations, just so you've got options when the pad starts acting up. If pitching down makes it too monster, do formant preserving pitch. Warp the original vocal clip with Complex Pro. Transpose it down a little like -3 to -5, then raise formants slightly, like +15 to +40, until it stays human. Resample that and load it into sampler. You still get weight without going full creature. If the pad is huge but smearing your mix, try a parallel clean core plus dirty halo. Make an audio effect rack after sampler with two chains. Core chain stays more mono and cleaner. Halo chain is high passed higher, gets the heavier grit and wider effects. Blend to taste. That's one of the best ways to get width and dirt without low mid chaos. If you want pitch and stability without obvious LFO vibrato, modulate sampler fine tuning very slightly, like +/-5 to 15 cents, at a very slow rate, 0.05 to 0.20 Hz. You're imitating transport and stability, not making a synth wobble.